Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. Make sure you smash that thumbs up button, subscribe if you haven't already, check out the online store, and sit around this fire and get terrified. I believe I have encountered some type of nightcrawler or skinwalker, or something of the sort. I've had one similar experience before. This tale I'm about to tell you is part two. My friends and I were having another fire because my best friend had her family come over and we thought it would be fun. We were starting the fire and it took about 30 minutes to really get going because the wood was kinda wet. The 10-year-old was the only one out there with us at the time, and I told her to go inside until the fire was ready. It was about 9 p.m. when it was ready, and she came back out with her older sister, 13, and I told her that they needed to be inside by 10. I said this is for her safety because I've noticed that when it gets colder, this thing becomes more active. They agreed, so they eventually go inside around 10:30 p.m., and it's just me and my two friends out there now. Around the fire, we kept hearing some foxes and coyotes around, but they weren't really close to us, so we didn't really pay them any mind. Eventually, the animals stopped making noises and it got eerily quiet out. I walked out to my friend's car to get the flashlight, and we brought it back because we knew we were going to hear some animals out and wanted to be prepared. As soon as I opened the truck, we all heard a screech in the bamboo 6 feet away from me. We could hear something walking around in the bamboo and kept hearing noises on the roofs around us. We started to get a little freaked out, but just determined it was the wind blowing in the bamboo and the house is settling. We went on for about 20 minutes. My friend went to her car to get more wood from her trunk, and of course we went with her. We all heard the same screech out again when she opened the trunk. We walked quickly back to the fire to make it bigger and start preparing our weapons. I was holding my flashlight with my skewer. We were using to cook hot dogs over the fire. I was calling it a tactical harpoon. My friend had a hot giant stick and my other friend had a pocket knife. When we kept hearing weird noises, I turned the light on and we were all looking around in the bamboo. And we all could have sworn we saw eyes reflecting around us multiple times. A few times in the bamboo, about 6 feet off the ground, and we saw it was on top of the garage at one point. So we're on orange alert because things aren't feeling quite right. What made us on red alert was hearing clicking noises from the bamboo. It was so loud that we all stopped mid-conversation and heard it. It would stop and you would hear movement around us, and then the clicking from another spot. It was circling us, and then clicking from another spot. It was definitely circling us. We could hear running steps and steps on the roofs again. We were panicking to put out the fire and go inside. The hose was off, so we had to scoop water from the pool. I was guarding them while they put out the fire. I was yelling at my friend to run to her car and lock the doors after they put out the fire. We grabbed the leftover hot dogs and ran inside. Unfortunately, we then had to go back outside because my friend thought that she left her keys out there. So, we were fumbling around out there for maybe 2 minutes before we said no more and just ran back inside. I checked my phone once we finally sat inside and were situated in front of the window. It was cracked to listen for noises and see if it was still out. My friend texted me and said that she saw it. She said, "After I pulled out of her driveway, something flashed out across the road and it was too white and too tall to be a deer. Like, I see a deer all the time at my house, so it definitely wasn't that. But it, like, came out by our neighbors and then went back around. Like, almost like it was circling or some crap." I asked her if she could describe it more, and she said, "I really wish I could, but it was so freaking fast, dude. Like, it was all white, but reflective eyes, and it was really tall. Way, way, way too tall to be a deer. And it was gone in a split second, but I could still tell where it was going." I still don't know if it was being aggressive or not, or just being creepy and curious and messing with us. My friend said it sounded like it was hunting, and I kind of agree, because we've never heard the clickings before. This is a very long story, and I'm not the best at writing things out, but I'll try. I live in Georgia, the state, in a rural town not too far from a major city. There's a set of woods that's behind our house, and it divides two neighborhoods, and it's about a mile wide, if that. Strange occurrences have always surrounded these woods. Small things like random trash, tarps, etc. I should mention, it's more swampy marsh than woods, so it makes camping out there impossible. One night, I was taking our dog out. He stays in the back half of the house due to him not liking the other dogs. I took him out the side door and walked him around the house by the fence. For some reason, when we left the house, he was absolutely terrified. He didn't want to go out. Very unusual for a dog who's quick to snatch someone's soul if prompted. Not thinking about it, we pushed onward. After he tinkled, we walked back. This is when I noticed it, or rather, heard it. Crunching of leaves. At first, I thought it was one of the dozen cats on the property until I realized it was matching my steps. If I walked, you could hear it walking. If I stopped, it stopped. There's a small clearing between the woods where one of the sheds are. That's when I saw it. My dog was the first to see something, and then I saw some, I don't know, creature. It was taller than the shed, so maybe a good 8 feet tall, and it darted across the clearing at a crazy fast speed. My dog, who isn't afraid of anything, bolts so fast, and I dropped the leash as he ran to the door whining. I was quickly behind him. Once we were inside, I quickly bolted the door and ran to tell my girlfriend what had happened. She immediately wanted to investigate, saying it's probably a woodland creature. Armed with two flashlights, we went out the front door. As we walked towards the wood line, we could hear something moving around. It sounded maybe 200 yards away. As we scanned with our flashlights, we saw nothing but kept hearing it. Then we heard it get closer and closer until maybe it was about 20 feet away. Still nothing. No eyes. Not even an animal call. Just rustling. My girlfriend now is scared and she starts heading back to the house. I decided to check on the neighbors to see if maybe one of their dogs may have gotten out. When I arrived at his house, my neighbor, who we'll call Dave, explained that all his dogs were accounted for. Curious, he came to investigate. This is when I noticed that whatever this thing was followed me along the wood line to Dave's house, and was now behind Dave's house. Gun in hand, we went into his backyard, scanning for something. We could hear it rustling or maybe running. It was about 100 yards out in thick swampy woods, way too thick for a person to walk in, let alone run in. Then it stopped. It was dead silence. Scanning on the edge, we hear and see nothing, and then bam, all of a sudden it was like 5 feet in front of us sprinting at me. It slammed on the fence so hard it rocked it back and forth. Dave, scared crapless, shot randomly as well. nothing. We never saw it. Never had to get close to us. Again, as I mentioned, the woods are thick. Too thick to run in, so what the hell teleported silently in front of us and slammed right to the gate? Spooked, we were about to run. Then we heard it. It was human in nature, but not English. It sounded alien-like. Not a known language. Dave's a hunter for the past 40 years and still to this day cannot explain what it was. After what we had heard, we just bolted. He covered me and I ran to my house. Not 10 minutes later, we both heard a loud explosion coming from the woods. It shook our houses and flickered our power. I ran outside to see what it was, and of course, nothing. But when Dave came out and confirmed he felt the same thing, we were both once again terrified. Moments later, a few strangers from the neighborhood came driving down our cul-de-sac, and they all agreed the blast sound they heard came from behind our house. 911 was called, and two police officers interviewed us separately. Our stories matched. The responding officers refused to go anywhere near those woods. They took the report and left. To this day, we're still not sure what the encounter was. Also, Dave doesn't go outside at night anymore. It spooked him that bad. The next night, earlier in the day, my mother-in-law, a police officer for a town 40 minutes away, installed a motion-activated trail cams along the wood edge. They were brand new, keep that detail in mind, thinking maybe we'd see something, and we all just waited for nightfall. Later that evening, I went outside to feed our outdoor cats. That's when I heard it again. The rustling. This time, not taking any chances, I ran inside and told everyone what I heard. They all piled up by the back door and urged me to go out there and look. Reluctantly, I agreed. I took my flashlight and I walked to the edge of the woods. Knowing that there was a trail cam covering the area, I figured if it got me, it would be on camera and my sacrifice wouldn't be for nothing. As I got to the wood's edge, I could hear it still rustling. I'm shaking at this point because I could tell it was maybe 15 yards in front of me. Everyone at the door was watching me and could hear this thing. Then, it got quiet. For a moment it was gone, or so I thought. Just as I'm scanning with my flashlight, trying desperately to see a normal woodland creature so I could just laugh this whole thing away, boom, something fell out of the tree and hit the ground so hard it shook the soil beneath my feet. It was so close that I was sure it was going to lunge out the brush and snag me. I dropped my flashlight and ran 100 yards back to the house in what felt like 2 seconds. I screamed, "Get the hell in the house!" As everyone was already scampering into the house, they heard and felt the thud too. Our neighbor Dave called my mother-in-law to ask what that loud crash was. For him to have heard it was well over 700 yards away, which was insane to me. Once the adrenaline died down, we realized that this happened right next to the trail cam. Problem solved. We got evidence of this thing. The next morning, we checked the SD cards on the trail cams. They had videos up until 11:47 p.m. The rest is corrupted. They were both brand new trail cams and SD cards. We reset everything and set everything back up. But to this day, we've still never encountered the creature again, nor caught anything on the cameras. Hello all. I'm from Northeast Ohio area, and for the past year have been working and living in Pennsylvania doing work with COVID. Typically, I'm in a new city and a new hotel every week. I've been all over the state, typically driving 100 to 300 miles a day through winding mountain roads. Pennsylvania could be a very strange place at night, especially with the lack of street lighting on many roads. On one occasion while driving down a back road through central PA, a giant dog hopped the guardrail and ran in front of my truck. On all fours, its head was at the foot of my truck. A 2020 Dodge 2500, the hood of the truck, was at least 6 feet from the ground. It made prolonged eye contact with me with sharp, piercing yellow eyes as it crossed the road and continued into the woods. Flash forward till now. I'm in the Philadelphia area. The area of my hotel occupies its newly developed, so the parking lot of the hotel is well lit, but the surrounding area is wooded and dark. I'm often awake until the early morning hours and kept my blinds open. The other night, I was looking out the window and saw an odd white shape in the parking lot. It was absolutely fearless from what I could tell, kind of like a blob with thick short legs. I was so shocked, I did a double take and it was gone. Tonight, about 30 minutes ago, I was laying in bed watching TV, windows open, blinds up. I heard this odd noise. The only way I could describe it is it sounded like a baby's cry, but muffled and raspy, and it sounded like it was being carried away, as if a strong gust of wind was blowing it out of earshot. I heard it 3 times and saw nothing out my window, but I have never heard a sound like that. Could this possibly be a crawler? I had an encounter I have never been able to explain. When I was 10, I was wandering through my backwoods on St. Patrick's Day. By that point, I was well aware that leprechauns were not real, so I wasn't looking for anything so much as just killing some time. No neighbors behind our house, no anything, just woods. I know the woods very well and was extremely comfortable spending days wandering around. At one point, I stopped walking for a bit and was just looking around when I heard some sticks break. I looked over fully thinking I was about to see a deer, when all of a sudden, out walks this 7-foot-tall leprechaun thing with orange hair. No mask or anything like that, just a huge dude dressed up like a leprechaun in the middle of the frickin' woods with orange hair and a beard. He didn't see me and I totally froze up. I watched him walk for maybe 10-15 seconds. The only thing I can remember thinking is, I can't do nothing. I was froze, but somehow managed to yell out, "Hey, you!" The dude stopped in his tracks and turned his head and looked at me and sort of grinned. I lost all courage at that point, and turned around and ran faster than I have ever ran in my life. I have no clue if he gave chase or not, but in my mind I felt like he was right behind me and I never slowed or looked back. This experience drove me nuts ever since it happened because I don't know how to explain it. Nobody knew where I was going, so it couldn't have been a setup. I've asked my parents, and they both say that they didn't have anything to do with it, and they thought I was just making it up as a kid. Thinking about it as an adult, my best guess is that I saw something that day, and my brain just wasn't able to process it, and my mind turned it into something else that I could understand, and since it was St. Paddy's Day, I ended up seeing a leprechaun. I honestly have no idea though, and it has stuck with me for years. I've never seen anything paranormal or whatever you want to call it since. Also, I've always hated the fact that in a world where people see ghosts, UFOs, and Bigfoot, I had to see the most ridiculous thing possible. Figured I would just throw it out there and see if anybody else had any explanations or similar experiences. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the 4 unbelievable cryptid encounter stories tonight. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Share me with your friends, and again, like always, spread me like butter.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.